ragtime pianist Wally Rose with his original tune Ed's Echoes, dedicated to the late ragtime piano roll collector and jazz aficionado Ed Sprankle. In 1997, I talked with Peter Clute, a friend of Wally Rose, for nearly 50 years.
It was probably about 1941. The Waters Band was approached to make some records for Jazzman. It was located in Southern California. And one of the tunes out of the first five or six they did was the Black and White Rag. And it was very popular. And it was so popular that the people that put out the record decided that the original version had been a little bit too slow, so they put out another version that was faster, and people didn't like it nearly as well as the first one. Mm-hmm.
I understand that that was a very, very important recording in that it was what the first probably recording on disc of a rag in a long, long time.
Yeah, Black and White Rag was the first piano solo played just with a piano and rhythm section. Of course, the Waters Band disbanded to go into the Second World War, and they mustered out in 1946 and began again at the Dawn Club in San Francisco. They played rags like they did before, and jazz music in general got a boost by the Waters Band playing and a resurgence of interest in New Orleans music, rather than just Dixieland, which was coming out of Chicago and New York.
I understand that Black and White was Jazzman's bestseller of all time.
It was a wonderful record. You know, it was very simple, and they played it at the right speed, and the public was just waiting for this kind of music.
Wally really was sort of in a vanguard then of this popularity and many other people such as yourself.
I was the next generation after Wally. Wally played with the Waters Band from before the Second World War until the time they went in the service. They went in the Navy and they got mustered out, and Wally continued again with the Waters Band when it went over to Sally Rand's old night spot in El Cerrito, and they called it Hambone Kelly's. They stayed there for 2 or 3 years. So when the Waters Band disbanded, Wally just took whatever jobs that he could. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I don't mean that he just took any old job. He was one of the finest piano players in the San Francisco area, and he could play any style of music.
Most people don't realize that Wally was a concert pianist. He performed with the San Francisco Symphony and other ensembles.
Sure, and he could read anything. He played in various nightclubs. Any place that needed him, he was able to do the job, and that's a feather in his cap and one that I'll never gain.
I had a chance to meet Wally and work with him on a project a few years before his death, and people who haven't met him probably aren't aware that he was just one of the sweetest, even-tempered, nice people you'd ever want to meet.
Yeah, and he had 1,001 jokes, and he loved to tell them, and he could sit down and just rattle off one story after another and get as big a kick out of it as you do by listening to him. No, he's a wonderful person.
Thank you. The music of Wally Rose. As a piano player, he was an integral part of the Yerba Buena Jazz Band. We heard High Society and Muskrat Ramble, recorded by the Yerba Buena Jazz Band for the Jazz Man Record Company in 1941. From the Turk Murphy and Wally Rose played Jelly Roll Morton Columbia album of the mid-50s, Tomcat Blues, and the very, very popular, best-selling Black and White Rag, Wally Rose with the rhythm section. We'll continue now with the discussion with Pete Clute, who studied under Rose, and talk about his tutelage and how he met Wally. Also in the set, we'll hear St. Louis Blues, Bob Helm, a vocal, and clarinet, Bob Kinch playing trumpet. And we'll start out with something from Wally's 1982 Stomp Off album. Here's the Colonial Glide from Jazz Rhythm and the music of Wally Rose, the first of 3 weeks assessing his importance to jazz and ragtime music. Thank you.
We became good friends with Wally. Of course, we met Turk and Bob Hill, and Dick Lammy played the banjo, and Bob Short played tuba. And Bob Short lived in Marin County and taught out in San Rafael at the airport. And we became good friends with him. I guess Don and I became good friends with everybody in the band. And we became such good friends with Wally that we would just do things together. And probably in our own way, we would bug him a lot, because when you're kids, you're kind of uninhibited as to what you want to do. And we wanted to do everything that the band was doing or the members were doing. And we would go to various places together. You know, I'm 63 now. I'm almost 64. And at that time, I was probably 17 or 18. And I probably looked about 12. And of course, you're not supposed to drink till you're 21, but everybody did. And I was at the basement of the Italian Village, and there were all sorts of antics that went on. Oh, I remember one time, we didn't have an awful lot of money. Drinks were all of about 75 cents. And you paid to get into the Italian Village. I think it was a dollar, dollar and a half, whatever it was. But the band didn't make anything from the drinks. The drinks all went to the Italian Village itself, and they ran the bar. So people in the band didn't care if you brought a bottle with you or not. Except I remember this one time that Don and I were drinking, and we had a bottle, and we were getting boisterous. And Wally took the bottle, and he was kind of trying to protect us, and he threw the bottle that we had, which was empty at the time, clear across the dance floor. I don't know if he was trying to hit anybody or not. I doubt that very much, but it was just funny in retrospect, looking back on it and remembering it.
So out of character for Wally, it would seem.
Yeah, well, he'd get a snoot full, too.
Gone away, that's what. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, oh doctor, if I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my grip, gonna make my getaway, make my getaway. St. Louis woman, with all your diamond rings, leads my poor heart round by her apron string. If it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, you know this gal I love, she wouldn't go so far from.
Tell me about the women in your life, Brother Red.
Well, a black-headed gal makes a freight train jump a track. I said a black-headed gal make a freight train jump a track. But a lone, tall gal would make a preacher ball a jack. Blonde-headed woman make a good man leave this town. Yes, I said a blonde-headed woman would make a good man leave this town. But a red-headed woman makes a boy slap his papa down.
Just you count the days I'm gone.
Count the days, Brother Red.
So as you can hear, Wally Rose was a delightful guy, a skilled musician who helped revive interest in both ragtime and classic early jazz. His researches, recordings, and performances led many to rediscover the joys of ragtime music, an American musical treasure in its own right. As this series, Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime, continues, we'll be hearing more of his superb ragtime piano, historic performances with the bands of Turk Murphy, Lou Waters, and others, learn more from Peter Clute about the remarkable Mr. Rose, and listen to more delectable treasures from rare discs, broadcasts, and unissued tapes. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. The Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. I'm Dave Redlauer, that's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening. Here's one of the earliest rags and the first published by an African-American composer, Tom Turpin's Harlem Rag.